Good afternoon, and welcome to the second hour of We the People Radio. My name is Aaron Ryan.
And my name is Bill Cundiff, and our sponsor this hour is Pape Machinery, our local John Deere Ag and Turf dealer. They're located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard in Shasta Lake City. Or you can reach them at 226-9226 or get them on the web at PapeMachinery.com. And go talk to them about a new generator. You're going to probably need one of those.
We'll be having another wind event soon.
Yeah, wind event. And you got winter coming on, you know, the power could go out. So don't get caught in the cold.
Or the heat.
Yeah, or the
heat.
Actually,
we're still having some heat. It's like cold in the morning and then the middle of the day, you got to turn the air conditioner back on. And
true story. Yeah. So go by and see them.
Unlike what I guess at Spokane, my uncle was saying, they're already having snow. Yeah. So yeah. We're not doing that yet.
No, we're not going to do that.
Okay. So we're back with our guests. This is kind of like a little, I don't know if it's a recap for a lot of people. It might be something people don't know about. If you just are tuned into the mainstream media, you're not getting a lot on the Biden family and their dance with China. But our guest, Arlene Freeman, is the Western editor for Chinascope Journal. And you can find that at chinascope.org. And she's been doing that since 2009, written tons of articles. She's a small business owner in Southern California. And we have not had her on regarding China before, but we kind of have. Our guest, Dr. Shizong Chen, who is also on the line with us, I had him on. I found him a long time ago, I think, because of an article called Chinafornia. And that's listed on Chinascope under Arlene's byline. So apparently she was involved in that way back when, and we just didn't rope her in until now to get her to come on and talk to us.
Mm-hmm.
So, small world.
Yeah. I'm shy.
I'm shy. Yeah, me too.
You don't sound shy.
You know, it's funny. My sisters were visiting the last couple of days, and we all talked about it. Apparently, all three of us had tried at one point to pretend like we were shy because it seemed like life would be easier. And, we all stunk at it and failed pretty quickly, fairly fast. So there's no shyness in our family.
You know, a small dose of shy probably isn't a bad thing in some people's case.
What are you saying?
I have nothing.
Hint, hint. Was there winking? Were you winking? You have glasses on.
No,
I can't tell.
Yeah.
It's bright in here.
I got something in my eye.
You know, Arlene, we're happy to have you on because, honestly, your articles are great. I did some speed reading, and your articles are terrific, so I do hope people go check out Chinascope if they are not looking at that. And you do just before we kind of get fired up again on this, the Western editor of Chinascope Journal, what does that mean exactly?
Well, I'm the only Westerner in Chinascope. Everybody else is Chinese.
Oh!
So when they write things...
Oh, you are the Western, not like Western part of the country or you're literally the Westerner.
The only Westerner. Yes.
Okay.
Everybody else is from China. And they know English, and they speak English, and they write English. But it's helpful if I use some different language than they use and correct some of their English.
Oh, yeah, because we all get
and
the directions for the furniture and
powerful
stuff that you can tell was written by someone who doesn't speak English. You're like, okay, that's not actually how that goes.
Yeah, without Arlene's help, I am very prone to say, like, I'm Joe Biden, I'm running for senator. I'm running for U.S. Senate. I'm running for re-election.
Against Joe. I mean, against George.
They're running for re-election, yeah.
Running for re-election. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, isn't that the truth? Oh, well, that's pretty awesome. So you kind of westernized Chinascope then. That's a weighty task.
I make it more interesting for Western readers.
Good for you. That's a heavy responsibility, actually, and I'm sure you have all these other writers, and you're the editor. That's tough doing. Chinascope puts
valuable.
Out, yeah, really valuable, and the fact that you understand, kind of both sides, it's got to be kind of an interesting look at the world.
What do you mean both sides?
Well, you're hearing.
I don't understand the communist Chinese. And the Chinese who are here in the United States, they do understand the Western view.
That's true. That's true. It is kind of a one-way deal. But, I mean, you get to hear from people who actually come from there who are not like the rest of us.
They were persecuted. They were
yes.
In prison. They were tortured. Some of them have the most interesting stories. But that's for another time, I think.
Yeah, we do, honestly, and Dr. Chen knows this. We love having people who have come to this country and realized that where they came from maybe had some issues. We love having those people on because their stories are super compelling, which is how we found Dr. Chen. It was a lady named June who did a talk at a thing I went to, and I thought, oh, I need to hear more of this. This is fascinating.
Yeah.
So if you are chatting with those people, please send them our way. We would love to hear their story.
So we were talking with Shizhong about the virus and how it came about.
Mm-hmm.
One of my my workers tells me that it happened in a wet market in China. Shizhong, is that so?
No. It came out. Not from the wet market. The wet market was a scapegoat the Chinese, the CCP trying to blame it on animal, on Chinese people's eating habits. That's not the case. It happened before that. There's not overwhelming evidence against that claim.
How many, do we have any idea how many people they actually killed in China with the virus?
We have no idea.
Okay.
At least one estimate from how many the ash urns they have sold in that period of time.
Oh.
It puts the number in that city close to 100,000.
And that's just in one city?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah. And that's just from estimates, you know, the sold ash urn in that period of time. So it could be a lot worse.
Hmm. All right.
Yeah.
That's something we'll probably never know because they I'm assuming, but I guess you can confirm that they're never coming clean about how this all happened. They think that they've told this masterful lie and that if they just tell it long enough, people will just forget or move on or believe them?
Well, I'm confident. I know we're going to know one day because, you know, we humans can do whatever we think we can hide. But gods are watching.
Mm-hmm.
They know. One day, we'll be told.
Yeah, they can never keep everybody quiet forever.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
All right. So in the couple of minutes before this first break, where would you guys like to go this hour?
Well, I haven't finished Obama's story yet.
Oh, true.
You know, again, you know, it will need a lot of them to write about, but just give one more example. So,
And I haven't finished Joe Biden's story.
Yes.
Go ahead, Shizhong.
Yes. Do you realize Obama and Michelle, Barack and Michelle, they invested, bankrolled a film called American Factory? Are you aware of that?
No. What is that?
Okay. This is a half documentary, half, drama film. It's not a full domestic, you know, not a completely factual film, but it's called a documentary. It is about a old American car factory that's bankrupt, and then a Chinese Fu Yao factory. Headed by a guy called Cao Dewa, came to bought that factory. And the film is about how the Chinese owner whipped up the lazy and unthinking, probably low-wage American into a productive, effective factory. I don't understand how a retired American president could even have a heart to make that kind of movie. But check it out.
And what's it called again?
American Factory.
American Factory. Okay. And he was invested in that film?
He bankrolled it.
Okay. All right. All right, let's break right there, because that's a good place to pick up on the other side of this break.
Yeah, no kidding. We'll be right back. You are listening to We the People, and you can join us online at wethepeopleradio.us.
They come to America every time that flag's unfurled. They come to America. Got a dream to take them there. America, got a dream they've come to share. They're coming to America.
We the People Radio is now on television in the Reading area. KRDT Channel 23.10, Tuesday and Wednesday nights at 10 p.m. on the American Uncensored Network.
On the boats and on the planes, they're coming to America. Never looking back again. Don't it seem so far away? We're traveling light today. In the eye of the storm. In the eye of the storm.
All righty. Okay, back to you guys.
So, I want to. There are other topics to cover, but I want to. Bring a little thing here that, remember, Aaron, you, in our last program 2 weeks ago, you mentioned something I talked about, that, the attack on, the non-existing white supremacy.
Oh, mm-hmm.
It's really a veiled attack on American traditional values, on the American, exceptionalism. And this movie, right, tells us, how the likes of Barack and Joe Biden, what they really think about American people. If they can make that kind of movie, they claim that they represent low-income American or whatever, represent the oppressed America. But that's what they think, truly think about America. And so with their true freedom, no wonder they would support Antifa and organizations like that that hate America. I remember when Barack Obama first ran in his first election, Michelle Obama actually gave a speech, and she came out and said, "I used to hate America," if my memory still serves me. But I think they haven't changed that. And they fooled, they played with word game, and they called this country's true traditional value as white supremacist. The traditional value, the conservative value that the founding spirit of this country are the very reason why this country, thrived, existed, endured for a long time. Yes, the fact is that this country was primarily, at that time, made up by white Europeans, right? But that doesn't mean this country is built on white supremacy, supremacy theory. This country is not founded on that. But these people, they cannot attack that. So they came up with white supremacy, charge. And, you know, I just found that to be very insidious. And I would like to, you know, we need to devote some time on that. But I want to say this. This is, to me, this is the true reason. This is the real reason why the Pope cannot be trusted. Why it's innately, inaccurate. Because with this attack against American values, right, the conservative Americans do not want to associate themselves with white supremacists.
Right.
And so they avoid those polls, but they go to the real election. And so that's why their voice are so underrepresented. President Trump is going to win by a larger margin than 2016.
Okay. Well, I think that's really, I think, what it's coming down to. I mean, you can't. We've never had a president go out and do campaign speeches and attract the crowds that he attracts every single time.
But see, even outside of that, the biggest thing, it's one thing that he can attract a huge crowd, which Joe Biden can't, so it's not like everyone can do it. But if you look around the country today, just today, in small towns all over up here, I mean, out in Scott Valley, they're having a big rally.
Mm-hmm.
Trump's not going to be there.
They're having parades, boat rallies.
Point on it, but they're doing a rolling rally at the Mount Shasta Mall here in Reading at 3:30 today.
Are happening all over the country.
The president's not going to be here.
Right. No, you're right.
Yeah.
You don't hear of that on the other side at all. So
yeah, Joe shows up and nobody's there.
So
two people show up.
It is true.
Well, it depends on how many little circles they draw and how many little chairs are inside the little circles.
Arlene, you had some other points you wanted to bring up as well.
I have more to say, but we have a lot to talk about, and so Shizhong. Should I go on with this? Do we want to hear about Burisma and things like that?
Well, there's a lot more information. As I said, if we exhaust all the bamboos in the world, it's not enough to write it. So I think I would like to, instead of focus on the details, I want to focus on larger picture that. And I want to bring up the concept of the power ownership. But I do want you to speak about some other, Dianne Feinstein and Kamala Harris, mm-hmm. how the same kind of trick played out, because this is the pattern is the same that the CCP identify those who love money, those who easily purchased and gave money to them, and then infiltrate. So that goes to China Forney instead of focus on Biden. Arnie, want to speak a little bit about China Forney?
Well, there are a number of instances that were mentioned in China-fornia about how the Chinese Communist Party has infiltrated California, and they're very serious. This country, this state is no longer California. It is China-fornia. That name is very apt.
Mm-hmm.
And it's more especially so around San Francisco, which is where a lot of Chinese are located. And so I could talk a little bit about what the CCP has done, what the result has been of so many Chinese communists infiltrating the state. And I think it's very serious. So,
yeah.
With the instance of Dianne Feinstein, she had a driver for, I don't know, 20 years from communist China. I thought this guy was her handler. She did a lot of things to help China, and Shizhong, do you want to talk about that? You probably have a better grasp of it than I do.
Well, that's basically it. I think that's enough. We don't have to go through all the details. Now, Kamala Harris, her husband, is heavily involved in business in China. We just don't know the detail. We haven't found out. We don't have a computer hard drive yet. Right? But this is a play out similar. It's very similar. In a similar way, the scary part is it's similar in how things are going on, how things are done in China. That's what I call power ownership.
Mm.
And I knew this power ownership a long time ago. I just did not realize that it has came to the United States already until, Hunter Biden's hard drive was found out. Right? Let me describe what's power ownership. Right? Throughout human history, there are really economists or political economists. Right? There are really mainly two kinds of ownership. The private ownership, which is, where most of the democracies are, and also many of the ancient cultures are, right? And then there's the public ownership, which is typified by communist country in the past and current. Right? And then starting from 1978, the CCP start economic reform. And to be fair, the first 10 years of economic reform I think it was the golden period under the CCP. Right? That was 10 years under Hu Liaobang and Zhao Ziya. Those are two Chinese names. That economic reform is really about giving back more rights, more power to the people, letting them to make their own decision about what to grow, what to sell, and set their own price. And so it's giving the power back to them. And then after 1989, the June 4th massacre, a new leader came up. His name is Jiang Zemin. Right? He is the worst, trashiest human being throughout the whole history. Right? Eventually we'll know. Right? He's worse than Hitler, Nero, Stalin, all those, trashy, dumb, the worst people. Right? Compared
didn't
to the
he
leaders.
Initiate the persecution of Falun Gong?
Right, he did.
That makes sense. We've actually gone into that in some other shows for people who, if that's a new expression for you, Falun Gong, click on our China tab. We've got a bunch of programs. We'll be right back. We can continue that thought, but we've got to take another quick break. Sorry, it just seems like we're in free enterprise break city here. Be right back. You're listening to We the People. Join us online, wethepeopleradio.us.
Isn't there
We the People Radio is now on television in the Reading area. KRDT Channel 23.10, Tuesday and Wednesday nights at 10 p.m. on the American Uncensored Network. So for all those of you that are supporting the president and sitting on your ballots, get them to the stupid polls.
Yeah, get them in.
Get them turned in. I know everybody's worried about voter fraud, but walk them into your county office and get those turned in. And so we don't have a crisis on our hands. Okay, back to Dr. Jen, I think.
Yeah.
He was talking about Jiang Zemin.
Yes.
Right. So when the Jiang devil. Zemin came onto power after the Jail Force Massacre, she realized that why give those power back to the people when those power can benefit my, you know, associate, those people who support me. So instead of giving power back to the people, let them have their private ownership, he came up with a policy, right? What I called evil promoting policy, right? So whoever gang with him, support him, would be given a unique opportunity to make money. And so that started what I call a power ownership. This is neither private ownership or public ownership, right? If you're in power, you will be given the national resources to exploit, to make money. And that is why there's a term called the princelings, right? Basically, those are the families and sons and daughters of those powerful people. Because the people who hold the power can make policies to direct the resources to their family, the information, the control, everything would benefit them. Right? Let me give you an example. This is the smallest example. The Minister of Education in China, right, supposed to be in charge of education. That's mostly not-for-profit, right? But to benefit his family, he has his son to head up textbook-producing factory or company. But there were previous textbooks available. But then he made a policy to force all schools in China to terminate previous textbooks. They have to all adopt a new textbook. All the new textbooks will be produced and printed by his son's company.
Huh, what a surprise.
That's a good racket.
Right. Give me a year. Like, when was this, a time period?
Oh, this was 5-6 years ago.
Oh, okay. Really recent.
Very recent, right. But this is just one example. This power ownership. It's a new, this is a new event that economists have probably not realized yet. This is a new kind of ownership, because unlike public ownership and private ownership, even under public ownership, there's still some room for public interest, like health, like food safety, like water quality. All those are public domain,
mm-hmm.
right? Even under the public ownership, they're still untouchable, right? But under the power ownership, any space that the power, the government owns the power, it can be turned into money-making opportunity. Remember the AIDS epidemic in China?
Yes.
How did that become? That's public, you know, safety. That's a public health area.
Right.
How did it turn into that? Because they control the blood donation. They turned that into a business.
See, this is the stuff we just wouldn't think of.
Right. Yeah. You know, people have no idea of, right? And that's why, you know, this is happening in China. Right? So the power ownership killed China's economic reform. That would be another topic, and people may disagree. Well, if it's killed the Chinese economy, why China is making money? Well, we can discuss that, right? There's a reason, right? Why it's precisely because of power ownership that it allowed the Chinese government to exploit the cheap labor in China. And the export business make this Chinese economy to be perceived to be powerful. They're not powerful. Let me give you an example. Right, China's economy is now the so-called the second largest. But this second largest economy does not have a single brand name product. Can you think of single brand name product? Huawei, right?
Mm-hmm.
People think about Huawei. Right? Huawei is not a brand product.
No, it's a company.
Its brand is cheap, low price, right?
Yeah.
So every Chinese product that sells is not because of brand name. It's Chinese product, the brand name is cheap, low price. And that is because they got the technology cheaply by stealing. They got the production cheaply by low wages.
Yeah, it seems like other people innovate it. China takes it, copies it, and mass produces it for less. That seems to be the kind of the prevailing trend.
Right. Okay, so now back to the power ownership. The family members, the sons and daughters, right, with zero experience, with no technology, with no management experience, right? How did they all, one after another, all of a sudden become billionaire after billionaires? It is because of power ownership.
The Biden School of Economics.
Exactly. So when this Hunter Biden scandal turned out, it looked very familiar to me. I said, aha, that is power ownership.
Ah, interesting.
That is why when Hunter Biden's scandal first break out, it was the Burisma, right? People cried. There's an outcry about that. How did this zero experience guy get to sit on board of director and paid $50,000 per month? Well, compared to what he got from China, that's peanuts. In fact, when I find out what he makes money, I was wondering, is he really smart? If I were him, I wouldn't even bother with the Burisma. That's that's peanuts. Right? He should focus on where he makes the most money. He's most make his money makes from China,
mm-hmm.
and that is power ownership. But that's the same. It's the same with Clinton. How did he make so much money with the foundation? Right? It is same with Barack Obama. Those people who hold power do not make money directly. They would have a surrogate to hold their interest, just like Hunter, holding interest for his father. Right?
The big guy.
That's the same thing happening in China. Those people in power have their family to benefit from their power. And that is power ownership. And that is started to corrupt this country. And
yeah,
that is something
that's wonderful that we've, you know, if we're going to learn something from around the world, that wouldn't be the thing that I would encourage us to take home. We've got to take a quick break. We'll be right back with our guest Shizong Chen and Arlene Freeman. And you're listening to We the People.
Money don't grow on trees. We got bills to pay. We got mouths to feed. There ain't nothing in this world for free. I know we can't slow down. We can't hold back. Oh, you know we wish we could. I know there ain't no rest for the wicked until we close our eyes for good.
We the People Radio is now on television in the Reading area. KRDT Channel 23.10, Tuesday and Wednesday nights at 10 p.m. on the American Uncensored Network. Not to put too fine a point on it, but there's nothing you can do. So in our last, you know, like 10 minutes or so, it's not to say this is the only time we'll ever talk, but how would you guys like to?
I want to tell people in this country, Americans, this country is turning increasingly communist ruling like governance. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So I talked about power ownership. And that requires a stable bureaucracy, a large, that's where power comes from. And that explains why the career government officials, the establishment, are overwhelmingly supportive of Joe Biden. Because their interest is in there. And this also explains why our media, our high tech, are this way, because this allows them to control this country, and this is why this country is at why this election is, to me, is so critical. And only the independence war and civil war is comparable to this event. Up to this election.
Mm-hmm.
But I also want to revisit a theme that I've talked about before. Even now, with many people rethinking the past however many years of U.S. policy towards China, people still think we had a goodwill. We want to help China to develop its economy. With its economy developed, then the middle class people will gain their power, and human rights will improve. Right, and so that was a picture. That was given to the American public as well as to Chinese. Now, with so much corruption exposed, I really want to revisit that. Is that sincere?
Yeah.
Or that is just a deception?
I'm going to go with deception for 100.
Right. Right. So, but this isn't just a short period of time. It's under Clinton, under George Bush, the younger one, and then Obama. Okay. That's gone on for actually the older Bush, the two Bushes, mm-hmm. and then Clinton. And Clinton actually ran on a platform of criticizing the older Bush's China policy. Right? Want to emphasize human rights. And then as soon as very soon, the third year or second year, I don't remember exactly, but he delinked human rights from trade.
Mm. Huge mistake, but so, that did allow China to come in.
Right. So this policy is not just a deception against Chinese people who have been yearning for human rights for that many years. This is also a policy that deceived American, actually sold out America, sold out American interests to the Chinese establishment. Basically, this is a game that the establishment in the United States and inside the CCP played together, conspired together to rip off the ordinary peoples from both countries. I surely hope during President Trump's second term, he would fully expose this and wake American up from this. The large, I would say, is one of the largest deceptive schemes in human history. Yeah. So this is the result. This is the result of Jiang Zemin's evil promoting policy. I don't have time because we only have 2 minutes left to go into details. But he was the mastermind of that. And so with the last few minutes, I want to speak about why this, the 10 wealthiest Americans, the biggest company in the United States, like Amazon, Microsoft, right? Why they so overwhelmingly in support of Joe Biden? Think about it. This is very strange because they made the most money. They actually benefit the most from President Trump. The cutting of the tax, the booming of the economy, they receive the most. Why? Common sense would say they should support President Trump for better economy. Why they go against him?
Well, they do have that nice Chinese world market opening up under the Bidens, who have no intention of putting any restrictions on that.
Not only that. I think this is also gave them, the Biden, the Democrats, will give this high-tech, biggest company more power than President Trump, under President Trump, because President Trump will give more power back to the people. That threatens the establishment.
Sure. Sure. And they're and right now, you look at what's happening. You know, they're talking about reining in big tech and not giving them all these big advantages and all that. And, well, of course, that's not popular for them. Popular for us, but not for them.
Oh, yeah.
Right now, they've got a lock on, they got a lock on the market. It's kind of interesting to think about what will happen. Actually, both directions. It'll be interesting no matter who wins.
Yep.
There will be
and also information. That's why the mainstream media all against President Trump, because if President Trump wins, they don't get to control information.
Yeah, they've
under
been...
for years under Democrats, they got to control the information. They have treated Americans like fools.
Yeah, and this, unfortunately, we've played right along.
And this is another reason why this election is so critical. So we, you know, I know there's only one day to the voting, but if Americans can hear what we say here, they should have the urgency.
Well, and for all those people who, we hear it all the time, you know, my vote doesn't matter. It doesn't, you know, it doesn't matter. You know, it matters from the top all the way to the bottom because your city council, your county clerk, I mean, for all the people that are concerned about voter fraud, that all starts and doesn't stop, but it starts with your county clerk. So if you're not paying attention to that particular person or position and you're not voting in those elections for those folks, your elections in your county may or may not be secure. Ours are great. We have a great clerk, but that's not everywhere. Your Secretary of State, that controls your statewide voter rolls. There are always, and good Lord, in California, you look at all the propositions on the ballot. By the way, if you're looking for a heads up on that, the only two yeses ought to be 20 and 22. Everything else is a no. So
thank you.
if you're looking at your ballot and you're reading all this crazy stuff about, you know, suspending bail and all that, all the propositions, you can just very easily yes on 20, yes on 22, and no on everything else. And you can't just do no on everything like we used to in the olden days. We used to, if you didn't know, you put no. But a lot of times now, no means yes. So you have to at least do some homework. So we've got, you know, a minute and a half. And I'm sorry we've had Arlene, like, in the cone of silence. I would really, I'm not going to ask you to commit on the air, but Arlene, I would love to have you come on and do a detailed thing on the Bidens and just focus on that for an entire program if you're up for it. Now that you've, now that you've seen that it's a fairly casual format.
I'm up for it, and I think I'd like Shizhong to be there because he has a lot of information that's different from mine.
Yeah. So, I mean, it was good we focused on the election before the election because, you know, next week, obviously, we can still talk about it, but it'll be too late to sway anybody.
It'll be more of a prosecutor role if this thing doesn't go right.
Yeah, closing argument kind of a deal.
Yeah.
So why don't you guys talk about that and let's do some email back and forth because it would be good to expose this Biden thing in a really organized way. And you know, Arlene, like our email, my email is Erin, E-R-I-N, at wethepeopleradio.us. You can always email and we'll post it. So we're going to talk about that and we'll have these guys back on a different day. So please, please, please vote. And if you're a conservative, vote, vote, vote. The other guys can just vote regular. We'll be back with you next week. You're listening to We the People, and we're online at wethepeopleradio.us.
Yep. Vote often. Vote early. See you next week.
The other way.